Okay, so we're going to do the meditation on the Medicine Buddha. And first start by finding a good position that you can stay in for a while. To the left and the right. Really try to find your central channel. Make sure your spine is straight so the energy can flow freely up and down your spine. You could hold your hands on your knees, but you could also hold your right and your left, palms upwards, thumbs together in your lap. And if you sit like this, make sure there's always a little bit of space between your arms and your body. Now just close your eyes. Go inside and observe your body. How does your body feel at this moment? Become aware of the energy in your body. Liveliness in your body. And really try to arrive here in this room, on this cushion, at this moment. See if you can feel your heartbeat. With your attention, you go to the left side of your face. Become aware of the energy on the left side of your face, the subtle sensations. Switch to the right side of your face. Observe the sensations at that part of your face. Focus on the central part of your face, especially your nose and nostrils. Focus on your breathing. Really become aware of how the air comes in through your nose, how it's going through your mouth, throat, into your lungs. And if you breathe in, how it feels as if it's going all the way down to your belly, where it stays for a while and then it goes the same way back. So try to breathe in deeper, all the way to your belly. And if you breathe in all the way down to to your belly, you observe how does your stomach and belly feel like at this moment. What is the energy there? You focus on your hands and your fingers. Really become aware of the warmth in your hands and the energy in your hands. Contact with the lap or your knees. Just check if your body is completely calm, completely relaxed. If there is still some tension, try to calm it, try to relax it. And you awaken a positive motivation within yourself for this meditation. Such as, I'm sitting down in meditation to develop my consciousness and to gain control over my mind so I can help myself and other beings with all the obstacles on the path. Really be aware of how in this room we are surrounded by all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the form of tankas on the wall, but also the statues. You think of all the wonderful lamas that have been teaching here, and these teachings still resonate in this building. You also think about your own teachers and the ones that inspire you on your own path. And if we think of the Buddhas, it's so good to think of all their wonderful qualities and what it would be like if we would have accomplished them within our own mind. We would be able to make all these wonderful qualities a realization within ourselves. What would it be like if you would really have true compassion? Not only for the ones you love that are close to you, but also for the ones that you don't know, or don't care about, or the ones that you don't like at all, or that have hurt you in the past. What would it be like if you could feel and develop this great compassion that accomplishes all, that takes all in, such as the Buddhas? What it would be like if we would have developed the deep wisdom of the Buddhas that sees the things as they really are without our duality, obstructions that come in between. What would it be like if both our body and mind are completely in balance, completely healed, as well as our surroundings, the place we live in, the people we surround ourselves with? What would it be like if that would be total harmony, total unity? So now all these wonderful qualities of the Buddhas will be manifested in front of us in the form of Medicine Buddha. But you first start by visualizing a wonderful blue sky. Just think of your favorite color blue. Surround yourself with it. Sit in it. And in this clear sky, at about one arm length away, at the level of your forehead, suddenly this gorgeous lotus flower appears. Really think of the most beautiful lotus flower that you've ever seen. Maybe it has multicolored petals, very vivid, very three-dimensional, like a hologram. Maybe the lotus petals are moving slightly in the wind. What are the colors of your lotus? Visualize them strongly before you, just as the rest of the image. Now in the center of the lotus, there are two flat, round cushions, a golden one for the sun, and on top of that, a white one for the moon. And then on top of these cushions appears a beautiful Medicine Buddha. His body made of a blue lapis lazuli light. And this blue light spreads out in all directions. He sits with his legs fully crossed. He wears the robes of a monk, which are orange or red in color. And they do not directly touch him, but float slightly around his body. Medicine Buddha's left arm is in his lap in meditation mudra. And in it he holds a bowl filled with nectar. Nectar of long life. And in this nectar grow fruits, the bilva fruit, that heals many different illnesses. And Medicine Buddha's right arm rests on his right leg, his right knee. It's with the palm open. And in this palm, he holds the stem of the Mirobalan flower, Mirobalan plant. Also with three fruits that are yellow, orange in color. And that have the capacity to heal both mental and physical diseases. Now if you focus on Medicine Buddha's face, you see he's got a beautiful, youthful face. His eyes are long and narrow. His lips are cherry red in color. The The lobes of his ears are long. And his hair is very dark blue, blue-black in color. He looks at you full of compassion and at the same time at every other sentient being in this universe. So now in front of the Medicine Buddha, we can take refuge. Sangye Chiran Saki Chaknam La Changchu Badurak Nikyap Suchi Dagi Jin Sagi Pesunam Ki Trolap and Si Sangye Drupa Shok. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain a state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. Fino all'illuminazione prendo rifugio in Buddha, Dharma e Sangha, tramite la pratica della generosità e delle altre perfezioni, possa al più presto ottenere lo stato di Buddha per il beneficio di tutti gli esseri senzienti. Now the image in front of you is very strong, very vivid, three-dimensional. And out of the Medicine Buddha's body come these beautiful light rays that go out in all directions, touch all sentient beings. So really strongly feel the living presence of this Buddha in front of you. Connect with him. And if you see him as your spiritual guide, you can ask him, request him from your heart to help you to become free of all the illnesses in yourself, in both body and mind, to become free of negative karma, negative imprints, to help. Let him help you to become free of misconceptions, disturbing emotions, and other problems. Make a request to him to help you to become fully healed, to become completely whole and in harmony. And help you to receive all the realizations of the path to enlightenment. And while we will recite the Medicine Buddha mantra in a moment, you visualize that in answer to your request, beautiful, purifying, white light rays come out of the Buddha's heart in front of you. They go out in all directions, but especially one large beam of white light slowly comes to the top of your head. And while we recite a mantra, you visualize that this bright light enters your body through your crown, instantly lighting up your own body with bright white crystal light. And let this light flow down into your body until it reaches all the corners, until your body has become a shell of white light. So this purifying light pushes away all the negativities, pushes them away. And with each mantra, this bright white light becomes stronger and stronger. So this is what you visualize when we recite the mantra. Tayata Om Beganze Beganze Maha Beganze Ratsa Samukate Soha Tayata Om Beganze Beganze Maha Beganze Ratsa Samukate Soha Tayata Om Beganze Beganze Maha Beganze Ratsa Samutkate Soha Tayata Om Beganze Beganze Maha Beganze Ratsa Samutkate Soha Tayata Om Beganze Beganze Maha Beganze Ratsa Samutkate Soha Tayata Om Beganze Beganze Maha Beganze Ratsa Samutkate Soha Tayata Om Beganze Beganze Maha Beganze Ratsa Samutkate Soha. Now continue inside with a mantra while you concentrate on visualization. Tayata Om Beganze Beganze Maha Beganze Ratsa Samutkate Soha Tayata Om Beganze Beganze Maha Beganze Ratsa Samutkate Soha Tayata Om Beganze Beganze Maha Beganze Ratsa Samutkate Soha. Feel and visualize that your body has become like a crystal bright, white, purifying light. It gives a very peaceful feeling, a blissful feeling. Both your body and mind feel complete harmony. Now if you focus on the medicine Buddha in front of you again, you see that next from his heart, beautiful blue light rays come out. Blue healing light rays. Bring back the balance. These light rays also go out in all directions, touch all sentient beings, but especially one large blue light ray comes to the top of your head. And when we recite the mantra again, you visualize that this blue light enters your body through your crown, and now filling up both body and mind with this blue healing light, bringing everything back into balance. So let this blue light flow down into your body until your body becomes just a shell of bright blue light. And with each mantra, this light get stronger and stronger. Tayata Om Beganze Beganze Maha Beganze Ratsa Samudgate Soha. Tayata Om Beganze Beganze Maha Beganze Ratsa Samudgate Soha. Tayata Om Beganze Beganze Maha Beganze Ratsa Samudgate Soha. Tayata Om Beganze Beganze Maha Beganze Ratsa Samudgate Soha. Tayata Om Beganze Beganze Maha Beganze Ratsa Samudgate Soha. samutkate soha. Tayatau beganze beganze. A beganze ratsa samutkate soha. Tayatau beganze beganze. Maha beganze ratsa samutkate soha. Really try to feel and visualize that your own body has become of a blue crystal light. Beautiful blue light. And you feel completely at ease, completely in peace, completely in harmony. Now we will recite the mantra a third time, but this time you visualize people or animals that you think of that maybe are ill, maybe family or friends that are ill or animals that are ill. You can visualize them below the Buddha. So in front of you, below the Buddha. But it could also be people that are old, or just people that you have to think of right now. When we recite the mantra once more, you visualize that from the Buddha's heart and body, more blue light rays come, but now they flow downwards into the people or animals that you visualized below the Buddha, also to help them to become fully healed, fully in peace, fully in harmony. And with each mantra, this blue light enters their body and also filling up their body with this light until also they become as blue as the medicine Buddha. Tayatau beganze beganze maha beganze ratsa samudgate so. Tayatau beganze beganze maha beganze ratsa samugate soha. Tayatau beganze beganze maha beganze ratsa samugate soha. Tayatau beganze beganze maha beganze ratsa samugate soha. Tayatau beganze beganze maha beganze ratsa samutkate soha. Tayatau beganze beganze maha beganze ratsa samutkate soha. Tayatau. Tanze ratsa saman gate soha. Taya taum beganze, beganze, maha beganze ratsa saman gate soha. Taya taum beganze, beganze, maha beganze ratsa saman gate soha. Are the beings that you visualized below the Buddha have become blue in color. You see that they slowly dissolve back into space. When you focus on a medicine Buddha in front of you, you see that beautiful lotus that he sits on slowly absorbs into the golden sun cushion. The golden sun cushion slowly absorbs into the white moon cushion. The white moon cushion absorbs into the blue medicine Buddha. And this Buddha becomes smaller and smaller. And even smaller. Until he's just a small ball of blue light, bright light. It spreads out in all directions and it contains the essence of all his healing qualities. Now you visualize that a small ball of blue light slowly comes to your face. Really try to feel it when it absorbs into your third eye, in between the eyebrows. As if you were taking a pill of all healing qualities. Really try to feel it. Once inside your face, lights up your face with this blue light again, and then slowly flows downwards, down next to your nose and mouth and throat, shoulders, chest. This blue ball of light finally settles in your heart from where it spreads its blue light to all the other parts of your body. And again it gives a blissful, peaceful, spacious feeling. Really try to keep this blue light in your heart with you all day. And we dedicate positive merit that we generated through this meditation. And you could dedicate it to somebody else, maybe somebody who needs it, maybe somebody who's ill. You can also dedicate it more in general to the welfare of all sentient beings, including yourself. Kiawa di nyudu da glama sangye rukunye droa chikung malupa kyoki salagupa sho. Chanchup sancho krimpoche, ma ke pa nam ge gyuji, ke pa nyam pa me pa jang, kung ne gung du pel ba sho. Through the merits of this virtuous meditation, may quickly attain the enlightened state of medicine Buddha, and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the precious bodhicitta mind that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen never diminish but increase more and more. A causa di questi meriti possa io realizzare lo stato di Buddha della medicina e guidarvi tutti gli esseri senza eccezione. Possa la preziosa bodhicitta che non è ancora sorta sorgere e quello già sorta possa incrementare sempre di più. You just take your own time to slowly come out of a meditation. Maybe by first moving your body a little bit and then slowly opening your eyes. Let's have breakfast in this beautiful surroundings. Mm-hmm.